All right, we're here with Chief Warrant Officer Frank. Chief Warrant Officer Frank with the Wisconsin National Guard. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on here today with this rail movement at Fort McCoy?
Well, we're conducting the rail movement loading operations to go down to Louisiana for a month training. This has been about 6 months in the making. Basically, I've built this plan from scratch with the help of all my UMOs all over the state. Putting each and every single piece of equipment on the rail car takes consideration of length, width, height, and all of the dimensions with it. Certain rail cars can only handle certain pieces of equipment. Currently, we have approximately 200 rail cars. Right now, we're about a third of the way through being loaded. We're ahead of schedule, and we have a giant team that's been really getting after it.
Now, this entire rail movement will probably take upwards of about 2 weeks?
The rail loading operations will go up to potentially next Thursday.
Okay.
Which would be about roughly 2 weeks.
Now, you said the rail movement itself, planned for it, took about 6 months. You did a lot of not just planning, but you did a lot of training as well, didn't you?
We did, yes. We had, so down at NTC, the training center in California, we flew up their supervisor from Yermo, their rail operations head. He came up and conducted a three-day course here back in October. So then our soldiers could then train the troops that are here today.
Okay. One of the unique things that people don't often think about with the Army is rail and one of the capabilities that Army has. In your career, you've had a lot of involvement, not only just teaching about the capability of rail. Discuss that a little bit about your unique experience about teaching rail as a capability in the Army.
So a capability in the Army, it's probably one of the biggest capabilities that within the continental United States to get our equipment down to the ports of embarkation, to put them on an airplane, put them on a ship. They can take the most amount of equipment instead of just using civilian line haul. But the rail, we are sending 200 pieces at, or I'm sorry, actually roughly 800 pieces of equipment on 200 rail cars. So in one mass movement, so it's pretty big.
And now you've worked with the Wisconsin National Guard and with Fort McCoy on many, many occasions. Can you talk about your time working with the Fort McCoy team?
So the Fort McCoy team here, as the regulation just changed back in December for deployment and training, the National Guard now actually has to plan all of their own movements. We had to solicit all of the rail cars coming from the Union Pacific Railroad. We had to build our own load plan. Where it used to be, Fort McCoy would do that for the Guard, Reserves, and Active Duty. But now, they service mainly the Active Duty and Reserves. They have been very supportive, and any questions we have, they've provided us with a lot of their rail tools, their spanners, and even their personnel to help supervise to make sure we're doing the right thing. So the Transportation Office, or the LRC here, has been a great help to us.
And Fort McCoy is a location for doing rail movements. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's one of the best places you can do it. As being the only site for rail for military in the state of Wisconsin, you'd have to travel another 3 hours to Minnesota to Camp Ripley to conduct rail operations. So I believe this is the central hub for Wisconsin and is a great place to do it.
Anything else you want to add about your rail movement that's taking place here at Fort McCoy?
So we're going to be sending these in three trains. The biggest train is the first one we just finished loading yesterday. Those will be leaving next week, and we will actually be sending them all back at the end of June. So everything will be coming back, and we'll have to download it all here again at the end of June and beginning of July.
Okay.